Rural Focus around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Hello. Yes, here we go. Another Rural Focus podcast. Of course, looking at everything that is agriculture and agribusiness issues affecting rural communities, not just here in WA, but right across Australia. And coming up on today's edition of Rural Focus podcast, we're going to catch up with a man who really doesn't need any introduction, well-known across WA, probably well-known across the world pretty much, the one and only Mr. Eyebrows. Tony Gilardi is going to join me today. Of course, loves WA farming, the spud farmer here from WA. He does have the spud shed around the Perth metro area, but he's going to open up his first regional spud shed across WA. Where? Well, join us a little bit later on in today's podcast, because Tony and his son Frankie are going to join me and they're going to let you know where the first regional spud shed store is going to open. And it's going to be next week. Find out more right here on the Rural Focus podcast. Also, too, we'll catch up with the president in Women in Farming. The one and only Carolyn Reed is going to join us. We're going to catch up, too, with Sam Starcevic, Farmers Across Borders. Some great news for Farmers Across Borders. And how can you help them during this harvest? We'll find out more from Sam very soon. But right now, time to catch up with the one and only Chris Hartley from West Coast Livestock, the Mouchay Sheep Sale. How did things go there yesterday? Chris, hello to you. Apparently a bit of a mixed yarding there yesterday.
Yeah, pretty mixy. Market's off a little bit in places, but generally overall, a pretty reasonable market for this time of the year, Troy, yeah. So I'll jump straight into it if you like. So agents yarded approximately 7,500 sheep and lambs at Mouchay this week. Newmarket made it the largest percentage of sheep on offer, followed by a mixed quality yarding of crossbred and merino lambs. Lamb values eased over all categories, with the best trade in heavy lambs selling from 150 to 180. The lighter classes of lambs sold to both air freight processors and feeders at 120 to 150 for the better lines and 90 to 120 for the very light and immature lambs. New mutton also sold at slightly cheaper rates, with the best heavy shorn ewes realising 150 to 165, the best heavy boning ewes from 130 to 150, and the very light ewes over a pretty wide range depending on quality and condition of $80 to $120. Heavy weathers sold to processors at $150 to $170, while straw weathers sold from $120 to $140 for the better lines. The better processing rams sold from $100 to $130, and the very light rams from $50 to $80. And that's it from Mouchay, Troy.
All right, so that's what happened out at Mouchay yesterday. You're making your way to Katelyn, mate. We'll get the Katelyn report in the morning.
Sure, we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow, Troy.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
Time right now to catch up with a man who really doesn't really need an introduction. The one and only Tony Gilardi and his son Frankie joins me this morning. Morning, boys.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not bad. Tony, start with you, mate. New store opening very soon. Well, actually, this time next week in Northam.
Yes, on the 24th.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. We're opening up our first store in the country. Which
fantastic.
Quite excited, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Spud Shed beginnings, for those people who don't know, where did it and how long ago did it begin, Tone?
We opened our first store in Beldivis on the property, on the farm.
Yep.
Was the 13th of November, 1999.
Wow.
I remember that day quite clear.
I'm sure that you're doing. And you haven't stopped since, Tony. As you say, you're going to open up Northam next week and other regional stores as well?
Yes, we are. Like I said, we're farmers.
Yep.
We grow a lot of the produce ourselves. And WA has been looking after us, customer support us.
Yep.
And in turn, we'll make sure that we'll bring affordable food and sustainable food for the future of WA.
All right. Now, for those people listening to us around the northern area, you do open about 5 o'clock next Wednesday. What can people expect, Tone?
Well, we've got a lot of good prices.
Yep.
We've got free potatoes for 4 days.
Yeah.
So people from the country come and pick up their bag of potatoes, and we've got lots of other specials.
Yep.
That we've got on site. And like I said, it's not these specials. We got cheap price all the time.
Yeah, for
not just on opening.
Yeah,
it's worth people coming to us.
For sure,
and we appreciate the support from WA as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll be there in their droves next Wednesday for the brand new Spud Shed opening in Northam from 5 o'clock. If you're around the Northam area, get there and check it out. I know Tony's pretty busy doing tours, so we'll catch up with his son, Frankie. Frankie, good morning there to you.
Hey, how you going?
Not bad. As your dad said, mate, you have been supporting other local growers for plenty of years now.
Yeah, that's right. We've been, in the markets helping other growers because we know how hard it can be as we're growers ourselves. So we try and help out wherever we can.
Farm to fridge direct retail approach. What can you tell us about this here, Frankie?
Well, we were growers ourselves.
Yep.
And, after growing so long, we thought, why don't we just have our own retails, go directly to the customer. We can provide it cheaper than anyone else and work with other growers to try and grow that through the stores. Mm. So the more direct it gets to the customers, the cheaper the customer pays and the less money gets taken out through the middle.
Can you remember how young you were, Frankie, when Dad had you out in the paddock trying to, you know, dig up some potatoes?
Yeah. I used to cut broccoli for $10 a day. $10 a day. And then I got promoted to tractor driver, so that was pretty good when I was about 9.
Yeah.
Definitely got us out there planting and picking and driving tractors when we were pretty young. Yeah. Work health and safety weren't really onto us back then. You know, you'd milk your kids as you could.
Hey, mate, will you be in Northam next Wednesday with Dad?
Yeah, I'll be there during the opening. So
fantastic.
Excited for that.
Must really look forward to getting out to these country areas. As your dad said, not just Northam, but you're going to expand to other regional areas.
Yeah, well, wherever there's an opportunity that we can get out and help the people and get them the best prices that we can, you know, we'll look at that and... if we can get out there, we'll get out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And how are things going with all of your Spudshed stores around WA, mate?
Yeah, things are going good, but, you know, everyone's facing challenges at the moment with, you know, labour shortages. We're struggling on the farms, we're struggling on the shops. So, and everyone's kind of facing those issues at the moment, but we're pushing along, trying to get the stock out there and get it to the people. So just keep pushing.
For sure. No, the Gilardi family have done plenty of wonderful things for WA. And, of course, Dad just shaved his eyebrows a couple of weeks ago, mate, for telethon. Ever thought of you doing that?
I don't really have as much as him. I think I'll take that as fortunate that I didn't inherit the eyebrows from him. So
no,
I don't really have too much to shave off there.
No, you've done a wonderful thing. Mate, I know that you're busy. Hey, thanks for joining us. Of course, the big opening, the new regional store in Northam next Wednesday, the 24th of November from 5 o'clock. Get along there and it should be a heap of fun. Tony and Frankie from Spudshed. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
Time right now to catch up with Farmers Across Borders President Sam Starcevich. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Frank.
Now, I believe you're on the chaser bin.
Yes.
The boys have got you working.
Oh, God, always.
Hey, I wanted to chat because, you're now a registered charity on CBH's group's LoadNet. So what does this now mean?
Yes. So we became a registered charity last year and we put ourselves on LoadNet so that if any farmers want to donate anything to us, a little bit easier if they can't donate hay, they can now... Yeah, donate some grain and to go towards fuel costs.
For sure. Now, for those who don't know about Farmers Across Borders, what can you let people know?
Yeah, we're a charity of farmers, truck drivers. We help out other farmers, pastoralists in time of predominantly drought, but we do fire and flood. We did this year in a matter of 3 weeks. We covered all three things. So, yeah, but, I mean, luckily enough, you know, hopefully this year we don't have a lot of people that are still in drought, but there is still those pockets and we'll be helping them out still.
And what about during this harvest? How can farmers help you out?
Yeah, well, look, if anyone's got any extra cash that they would like to donate, we've made it easy by Become Ill registering on LoadNet. So you can just go into LoadNet. There's a charity spot. Yep. You push that and drop down and we're in there. The other charities. So,
So what, you've been going since what, 2012?
2014, okay. First pay rate, right. And then, officially a charity last year just to try and make it easier for people who would like to donate to us and just because we know we're above board, but so everybody else does as well.
It's always a good way to be. So so if people want to know more about Farmers Across Borders, is there a website or Facebook page?
Yeah. Jump onto our website or our Facebook page. Have a look. We've got all the links there to sponsorship packages or merchandise and just checking out what we do and what we're up to. We're also offering memberships now if anyone wants to actually become a member, and we'll send out, you know, a newsletter every couple of months or whatever just to let people know what we're up to and stuff like that, even though most of it is on all the socials and the girls that all handle that are fantastic. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, great news. So there you go there. We are chatting with Sam Starcevich with Farmers Across Borders, now becoming a registered charity, and about time too, because they do wonderful things right across regional WA. Hey, Sam, before I let you go, you're in the chaser bin. How is the harvest looking where you are?
Pretty good. Yeah, we did get touched up. We've been doing, well, we're back on barley now. The canola was a lot more frosted. I think one of the late October frosts got our canola. So we've lost a couple of kilos on that. And same with the barley. It's frosted and then we had a dry spell. But, you know, it's a lot better than what it has been for many, many years for us. So we are extremely happy. I have got a very frustrated header driver at the moment because he does keep blocking it up. But that's all right. If he's going to kick me off the header and onto the tractor, he needs to deal with that. So,
All right. Hey, I know that you're busy. Thanks for your time today and hopefully we can chat again with you soon.
No worries. Thank you very much. To everyone.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
The one and only Chris Waddingham from Nutrient. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. How are you this morning?
Oh, not bad for a Wednesday. How's things in the lovely southwest?
Oh, overcast today. A bit overcast yesterday. We've had a couple of warm days and a couple of overcasts, which is quite pleasant for cattle. We've had a couple of big yardies and a big one today and a big one yesterday. It's good for the cattle, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And what have you got to report?
So yesterday's trade sale, Nutrien yarded 911 of a total of 1,185 cattle, so that's 77% of the yarding, which gave me a bit of work to do. Interesting market yesterday. There was a number of heavy beef steers. I guess the wonderful winter and spring that we've had, there was quite a number of heavy beef steers, and they sold really strongly to the trade and to Eastern States. Lot feeders and some big numbers of really heavy calves. There's a bit of a bit of decision making process going on out with producers with F1 cows unhappy with the price that the processors are offering. So we had a number of calves over 420 kilos in yesterday's market, which is unusual for that particular sale. But look, running through to Troy, we had a handful of dairy steers over 600 kilos sold to 3.32. Export beef steers over 600 kilos from 404 to 408, very tight range there. 5 to 600 kilos, 400 to 440 cents a kilo. Yearling beef steers, 400 to 500 kilos, 432 to 494. They were both processor and feedlot purchases there. Store yearling steers, 330 to 400 kilos for the first time. I think this year there's actually none yarded. Beef heifers, over 540 kilos, 336 to 372. 336 kilo heifers were 800 kilos or so, I think. 400 to 540 kilos, 408 to 508. They were up 5 cents. Store yearling heifers, 330 to 400 kilos. Had a good run of them, pre-tested empty heifers, dung-tailed heifers. They sold primarily from 500 to 518 cents. For the heavier heifers in that range, back to 450. Cents a kilo, they were equal on last week. Steer veilers over 330 kilos. There's a big range here, 450 to 628 cents a kilo. But as I mentioned, there was a number of cattle over the 430 kilos. I think we had up to 470 kilos per calf.
Yep.
So there's a bit of a range there. The majority of feedlot type steers sold from sort of 580 to 628. Steer veilers, 280 to 330, very few in the yarding. Two pens, in fact, 600 to 630, and under 280 kilos to 692. Again, there was only one pen. They're actually back just slightly, 15 to 20 cents on that lighter range.
Yeah.
Heifer veilers, similarly, over 330 kilos, but a number over 400 kilos, from 432, and they were 460 kilos, 3 to 544 cents. 280 to 330 kilos, 550 to 578, and under 280, 590 to 592. Score 3-4, beef cows up 10 to 20 cents yesterday, 330 to 358 cents. Score 5, 328 to 330, they were up 5. Heavy bulls, 310 to 334, they're up 5 to 8 cents. And under 450 kilos from 420 to 472. Yeah, big day for us yesterday, and another one today. We've got just on 1,100 cattle.
Wow.
In the Walsawina sale today.
Okay.
I think Nutrien are yarding 750 or so of the yarding. We'll start at 1 p.m.
Okay.
So hopefully this overcast weather stays and we get into it nice and easy.
Speaking of big sales, mate, you've got another one. What, the 2nd of December?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we come into the beginning of the female selling season, and our first sale is first female sale. It is Thursday, the 2nd of December, at 11:30. It's our mated first cross female sale.
Okay.
It's one female sale, and we'll have 400 pre-tested in-calf females that have all been DVD tested and inspected. There'll be an outstanding lineup of F1 females on the 2nd of December.
And if people want to know more about that sale, mate, they can check out the Nutrient website.
Absolutely, yep. Nutrient website, or good old fashioned pick up the phone and talk to an agent.
Go ahead and do that. Mate, have another great sale today, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks, mate. Look forward to it, and hope all you listeners have a good week as well.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
Time right now to catch up with the president of Women in Farming, the one and only Carolyn Reid, joins me. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. How's things?
Yeah, good. A little bit wet and rainy at Boyart Brook, but hopefully it'll dry up before Christmas.
Farmers started harvest out your way?
Yeah, it's just a little bit. Yeah, very tentative. Mm.
Now, for those people who don't know about Women in Farming, give us a quick rundown.
Look, we've got about 230 members stretched across the wheat belt and out as far as our way. So a lot of grain growers and mixed enterprise people more across to this side of the area.
Okay. Now, you've got a survey happening. What can you tell us about this?
Yes. Well, we put a survey out last week to our members, and there's 2 weeks when members can do it. It takes about 10 minutes or a little bit less if you're quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to help it get some information on our membership to help us steer the direction of our marketing plan, just get some ideas about our profile of members and mix of skills and enterprises. So Jane Cowald has helped put that together, and you can go in on your email and either do it on a QR code or something wherever you're sitting.
Yep.
And it'd be great if you could do that. So we have done a tight window just so we can actually get that info in. So it'd be fantastic if people can just spend a few minutes and do that for us.
Now, as we mentioned, Women in Farming, you're stretched right across regional WA. What's happening around some various branches?
Right. Well, Boyart Brook had an interesting session the other day. We had a bit of a back to basics, and people brought up subjects like blue gum remediation, which is quite a bit of that happening in this district. We had a new member from NBN who works around as well on a lot of runs a lot of farms around about.
Okay.
So we had some, quite constructive information going through there. And as usual, talking about shearing and things. Coaching Up had a really good meeting and look at Linda and Jeff Bilney's shearing shed, the state-of-the-art AWI-based one in Coaching Up. Just happened to coincide with Melbourne Cup Day. and we learned a lot about sloping, saw a lot of the latest flooring and got some costings. Was really interesting looking at the low gates they have there as well. So that was fantastic of Linda to host Coaching Up that day.
Yeah.
And really, really interesting. And Coaching Up have actually put together a Coaching Up Bushfire Brigade day session to look at OTT and safety accredited training as well.
All right. So plenty of things happening around women in farming.
Yeah. If I could just put the date for that one.
Yeah, sure.
The Bushfire Brigade one. It's the 29th of November at 9:30, reply to Coaches Shire. So I think a few other branches are doing similar within their areas, as we have to comply with a few more things this year with fire.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So good luck, and get the Koji for that one for the firefighters out that way. Hey, something big happening for the ladies there next Wednesday.
Yes, well, Sarah Frost has pulled together a Zoom party for our logo launch next Wednesday, 11 a.m. on Wednesday the 24th. So we're just actually going to do a few little profiles from around the branches and round the board and actually launch our logo. So it's pretty fresh and it reflects our Women in Farming brand. So if people have got time to jump in on that, wherever they are, that'd be fantastic.
So 11 o'clock next Wednesday.
Yes, online. All the details will be there for members and sponsors.
All right. Anything else before I let you go and you go and join out on the farm?
No, that was a bit of a session on speed this morning, but thanks. That's the way I think all the farmers are working at the moment try and get the crops in. So.
Certainly. All right. I know that you've got a busy day ahead. Hey, thanks for your time today. We'll chat again soon.
Yeah, thanks very much for getting that information out, Troy. Thank you.
And that is it for today's Rural Focus podcast. Thank you very much for your company today. And if you haven't checked it out, check out our Facebook page, Rural Focus, the canola farmers. How's the stem on the picture that we have posted there? We posted it up on the Facebook page. Hey, apparently some farmers, they've been a little bit slower due to the way the stem is. Check out the canola stem up on our Rural Focus Facebook page. And I'll be back with another Rural Focus podcast for you very soon.